you missed the first week or so?
Yeah, it feels good, you know, getting the rhythm back and everything and back out here with the guys and coaches. It feels real good.
Do you feel you have to play, like, catch-up, or how do you handle that when you come in after, you know, missing about a week or so?
No, I don't have to really play catch-up. Kind of just getting back in shape, you know, getting used to the humidity and out here running and, you know, chemistry with Ryan and whatnot. But I already know the system, you know, so that's the easy part.
Watching yourself on film over the last couple of practices that you've been able to get in, mm-hmm. you seem like you're right where you need to be, like time off didn't phase mm-hmm. you at all?
I mean, it definitely phased me. You know, coming out here, it's not easy to just, you know, get out here and run back with the ones and everything. But like I said, I already know the system, so that's what helped me out a lot. And it's just getting back with the guys and getting the chemistry back down.
Does it feel good getting back out with Tannehill and getting that yeah. rhythm established again?
Yeah, definitely. You know, watching him during the preseason, a lot of guys stepped up, you know, including Ryan himself, and I'm just glad to be back out here with him.
Is there anything that you picked up by watching Ryan Hartline and Mike Wallace on the outside that you can fit into your game?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, well, Wallace is kind of hard, you know. I wish I could get that speed, yeah. but probably got to work a lot on that. But Hartline, you know, definitely he helps me out in the film room. He's smart, you know. If he's not a coach, you know, when this is over, then I'd be surprised. But Hartline's definitely helping a lot of us young guys out.
And with the movement in this offense, not only being outside but being inside, it looks like Brandon Gibson is mm-hmm. really catching on to that slot yeah. receiver role. How do you guys, you know, move from outside to inside?
It's just, you know, being detailed in your routes. And if you watch Brandon, even when he's going through his walkthroughs, he's really detailed. So if you just... You know, I try to learn from him. He's also in the film room teaching us a lot, you know, break down, use your arms, you know, the small technical things, you know, and that's what he's really good at.